This past Sunday, the final Sunday of Advent, and we lit four candles, the candle of hope, the candle of peace, the candle of joy, and the candle of love. Today, Christmas Eve, we light the Christ candle, which symbolizes the light, along with hope, peace, joy, and love that Christ brought into the world. We pray together. Almighty God, we thank you for the birth of the Christ child in Bethlehem, as announced by the angels on this holy night. May the mystery of the Word made flesh fill our souls with wonder and yearning. Change our hearts from a busy inn to a quiet chamber for your glory. May we who are gathered here join in song with the angels, share the delight of the shepherds, and adore him with wise men. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We continue with the opening hymn. The congregation is invited to stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, And for his sake, he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord says to my Lord,
sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool.
The Lord sends forth from Zion your mighty scepter.
Rule in the midst of your enemies.
Your people will offer themselves freely on the day of your power in holy garments.
From the womb of the morning, the dew of your youth will be yours.
The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind.
You are a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray, O God, you make us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that as we joyfully receive him as our Redeemer, we may with sure confidence behold him when he comes to be our judge. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 7, starting at verse 10. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz. Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test. And he said, hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men? Do you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the first chapter.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife. For that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but he knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
We confess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Congregation may be seated. We sing the hymn, Let Us All with Gladsome Voice.
Let us all with gladsome voice praise the God of heaven, who to bid our hearts rejoice his own Son hath given. To this vale of tears he comes, here to serve in sadness, that with him in heaven's fair homes we may. For he was poor, is not this a wonder? Therefore, praise God evermore, here on earth and yonder. Christ our Lord and a Savior dear, be thou ever near us. Grant us now a glad new year. Amen, Jesus.
For the sermon today, we'll look at several verses of the Christmas narrative from Luke and also from Matthew, based on our reading from Matthew chapter 1, and when the angel appeared to Joseph in a dream. But we want to also look at several other times when the angels talk to God's people and think about the common message that those angels are saying to people. If you have the little half sheet, green half sheet for the sermon, you can look at it if you would like. I first read from Luke 1, 11 through 13. And there appeared to him, Zechariah, an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zechariah was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you notice that I underlined in that, do not be afraid. We see that in several more readings. Then, just a few verses later, from Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 28, And he came to her, Mary, and said, Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. And then our reading for today, the gospel reading for today, Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, starting at 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man, and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And then from Luke 2, starting at verse 8. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Fear not. Do not be afraid. This is a message that is said numerous times as Jesus, the promise of John the Baptist and the promise of the birth of Jesus, and then at Jesus' birth. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, all these times you told your people to fear not, do not be afraid. We ask you to continue to fill our hearts and minds with your word and your Holy Spirit, so that we may have faith to know that you're speaking to us and that you wish to come to us and comfort us. Continue to be with us and guide us in our thinking and thoughts. Amen. Just a few points on why fear. We think of these four passages. They say, fear not, do not be afraid. And one thing, it might be obvious, is that all of a sudden, a supernatural being, we use that word supernatural, but a being that is of God, divine, from heaven, comes and appears to people, or in Joseph's case, in their dream. This could be something that would be very, very fearful. So that could be part of the fear not. Also, the surprising quality of it, I think a human being would realize this being that's talking to me is more powerful than me. And that might be scary and make you afraid. So that might be part of the fear. Also, I think it would be for these people that the angel appeared to, they were all faithful Jews. They believed that angels existed. They believed in the true God. They were followers of God. They might wonder, am I in trouble? We have a tradition, I've mentioned it once or twice, a tradition in our family where we have family meetings. And I remember one time, and sometimes they're about the behavior of the kids, but a lot of times it wasn't about that. It was something we're planning to do or just to make some schedule or something like that. And one time we called a family meeting and all the kids said, are we in trouble? And so you have a message from this powerful being from God and you know you're a sinner. That you know the Ten Commandments. You know that you haven't kept them. You, whatever is going on in their lives, to have this angelic divine being appear to you might say, am I in trouble now? Well, that might be part of the fear. And if that fear was connected to saying, I'm a sinner, then that fear might be correct. Because to stand before something holy, and we realize we're sinners, that is a fearful thing. It's interesting how the passage I have written down there from 1 John chapter 4 interacts with fear and love. And I read from 1 John 4, starting at verse 16. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment. Because as he is, so also are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. In helping to understand this passage, it's important for us to see that this word perfected is this same thing. It's the root word that Jesus cried from the cross. It is finished. It's completed. It's perfected. It's done. It's finished. So as John speaks here, he's talking about this completed love, this perfect love, this fulfilled love. So this love that is full from God in us, that casts out fear. And the person who has that love and is in that love from God, they realize that God is there and taking care of them, and so the fear is cast out. And then that last line in that little paragraph which I read, for fear has to do with punishment. John is pointing out here that a child of God who knows that God loves him knows that the punishment has been put aside. And so that fear is put aside. If Mary or Zechariah or Joseph or the shepherds, if they had some fear in their minds because they realized they were sinners before the holiness of God through his angels, then that would be correct. They would have some fear. But the angel said to all in all four narratives, do not fear. And in each case, the angels brought good news. Each case, God was reaching out. And I have noted there is, you might say, in each case, the angel is saying, you're not in trouble. And in fact, here's some help. And if you think about each of them, Zechariah, the angel said, the Lord has heard your prayers. And so they were wishing and praying for a child to be born. And in fact, this is going to be a very important child, John the Baptist. And Mary, she's going to carry the Savior. She's greatly favored to do this. And she is going to need God's power and grace to do this and to carry out this miracle and to be a mother of Jesus. And Joseph, which it's from a human perspective, how can Mary be pregnant? And so he was fearful of that. And the angel came with good news that this, in fact, was God's plan and God's miracle, that her conception was his plan, and he did that. And she would bear Jesus, the Savior. And then finally, also the angels, the shepherds. When the shepherds heard the angels, and then also the whole angelic choir, the fear that might have been there because of this, as we use the word, this supernatural thing going on, and this power and this glory, something just not normally what we see at all. And yet the angel told the shepherds, fear not. This is very good news, of great joy, which is for all the people. In each of the cases, the angels brought good news to them. When we think about each of these narratives, each of these times the angels say, do not fear, we see that God reaches into people's lives with his grace and power, and he wants to bless them. He doesn't want to punish his people. He wants to bless them. And it's faith that says, yes, I'm hearing what God is saying. And yes, that is, he wants to bless me. It's the unbelief that says, no, I'm a sinner. No, God doesn't like me. No, I'm against God. These things are not of faith. But faith hears the message. And faith then receives this grace from God. As you think about this in Christmas time, and each of these three narratives and the different things in life they were dealing with, different promises they got from God, we can also think about our own lives and where we are. We know that some people have been sick and are healed. Some people are quarantined. Some people have difficulties in family. Some people are separated from loved ones. In each of these cases, God knows exactly what's going on. He knows their hearts. He knows their minds. And he reaches out to his people and says, "Do not be afraid, for he has given his son, who is forgiveness and life and light for all people." We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks that you have sent your son to be our true life and light. And we ask you to drive out all fear in our lives, but to live and thrive on your love and grace in Jesus Christ. We ask you to continue to make known to us this good news, in whatever situation we're facing, that we may continue to receive your grace and shine forth your love. All these things we bring to you in the holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We sing the hymn, Silent Night.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild,
is invited to stand for prayers. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For thankfulness that our Heavenly Father would strengthen our faith by the remembrance that Jesus took on a heart and hands to go to the cross, that our hearts might be pure and our hands clean before him, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the church and her constant testimony that Jesus is the Savior of the world, for pastors that they would proclaim Christ boldly, and for all God's people that they would make known the praises of the one born in Bethlehem, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For peace in all homes, that our Heavenly Father, who sent an angel to reveal Jesus' identity and Mary's fidelity to Joseph, would richly preserve all families in his word and grace to live in love for one another. For all who raise children may be full of God's grace and protection. And for the health and protection of all pregnant mothers and their children, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For good government, the God would move all those in authority to govern in service to the Son and Lord of David. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For generosity, the Father who loves us and sent his Son as a propitiation for our sins would perfect his love in us to show kindness to those in need. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all needs of health and healing, we remember Margaret, Charlotte, Loretta, Carlin, Shirley, Bill, Jason, Gary, Bryston, Keith, Brad, Don, Denny, Ruby, James, Violet, Joe, Kim, Jeff, Darlene, Andrew, Daniel, Pastor Nierman, Pastor Shiwi, and Pastor Berlin. That God's peace and grace be with them all. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We pray, Almighty God, you have given your Son, born of Mary, to be the Savior of the world. Send your Spirit and abide with us, that we might confess that Jesus is the Savior of the world, and abide in your love until he comes again in glory. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
We sing the closing hymn, Joy to the World.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. Yes. and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love.